This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Union Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today launched the Mutual Credit Guarantee Scheme for Micro, Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, MSMEs. The scheme will facilitate loans up to 100 crore rupees to MSMEs for purchase of machinery or equipment without collateral. Later addressing the media in Mumbai, the finance minister said several steps have been taken in the last three budgets focused on improving MSMEs.
Last three budgets have been doing various things to improve the business environment for MSMEs. So by widening the definition, we are giving them a chance to grow without losing the benefits that they get as a MSME. And also this time we've given a government guaranteed loan up to 100 crores, 60% of which will be guaranteed. There are immense lot of steps taken over the last few years, but this year particularly, the extent to which government guarantee also goes to strengthen it will make a big difference to MSMEs.
India's total exports during April-January 2024-25 logged growth of 7.21% as compared to the same period in the last fiscal. On the other hand, total imports during April-January in the current fiscal registered a growth of 8.96%. As data per the Ministry of Commerce and Industry data released today, total exports during the reported period is estimated at around $683 billion, while imports estimated at around $770 billion. As per the data, merchandise exports during April-January in the current fiscal were at around $359 billion, while merchandise imports for the same period were around $602 billion. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said that two new features have been added under the National Education Policy that would not only shape job seekers but also job creators. The minister was addressing the 126th Founders Day of Delhi University's Hindu College in New Delhi. The Central Board of Secondary Education CBSE has refuted claims related to paper leaks of 2025 board examinations question papers and access to them been circulated on social media platforms. CBSE said that it came to the board's attention that certain unscrupulous elements are spreading rumours on social media platforms regarding paper leaks or claiming access to the 2025 examination question papers. It added that these claims are baseless and are intended to create unnecessary panic among students and parents. The railways will set up permanent holding areas at 60 railway stations across the country to manage crowds. Sources in the ministry said the decision has been taken to manage heavy crowds during the peak season. The railways will also use advanced technology to monitor crowds. It said a special campaign will be launched at all Delhi railway stations to monitor the facilities and smooth flow of passengers. During the campaign, the railways will take feedback from passengers, shopkeepers, police and coolies. To ensure smooth passenger movement, platform tickets will not be issued at New Delhi Railway Station for next 1 week between 4 p.m. and 11 p.m. The 55th Director General Level Border Coordination Conference between Border Security Forces, BSF, and Border Guard Bangladesh, BGB, began in New Delhi today. The BSF delegation is led by Director General of BSF, Daljit Singh Chaudhary, while the BGB delegation is headed by Director General of BGB, Major General Muhammad Ashraf Uzzaman Siddiqui. During the conference, border-related issues will be discussed between the border guarding forces for better coordination. Discussions will also be held on prevention against attack and assault on BSF personnel and Indian civilians by Bangladesh-based miscreants, ways to prevent trans-border crimes, construction of single-row fence, action against Indian insurgent groups, IIGs in Bangladesh, and issues related to border infrastructure. The conference will culminate on the 20th of this month. BJP today said that the remarks made by Indian Overseas Congress Chairman Sam Pitroda on China is a deep blow to India's identity, diplomacy and sovereignty. Addressing a press conference, party senior spokesman Sudhanshu Trivedi said earlier, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi has also made a similar statement. Meanwhile, Congress has distanced itself from Sam Pitroda's remarks. In the Women's Premier League, WPL, Delhi Capitals will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru, RCB, at the Kotambi Stadium in Vadodara this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.